2026, a mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, the Tet, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
Welcome back. It's 4 p.m. and you're listening to Phase Radio on 101.9 FM CFRC.
We'll be right back.
FRC. Welcome or welcome back to Phase Radio. We're really into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited, with a variety of indie rock, alternative, and all other kinds of tunes. I'm your host, Harper, and this week we are in that post-travel phase I'm coining Vacation Friends. We started off the hour with Please Don't Move to Melbourne by Ballpark Music and Little Dive by Peach Pit. So I apologize if you listened to the last installment of Phase, you already know this, but to give a little context to those who didn't, I just got back from a solo week in Nicaragua. And I love traveling solo because it really enforces you to be uncomfortable in a multitude of ways, but the one that always scares me the most is that awkward first meeting in a hostel or wherever you're staying, when you want to make friends because you want to be social and have fun, but it's also overwhelming and scary to walk into a room full of strangers and just be like, hey, here's me, who's trying to be my friend? But it's always so funny, I tell myself when I do big moves or like these solo trips that even if I don't make any friends, like, it's gonna be okay. I'm in a beautiful place and I love being alone and I can just vibe by myself. But that has literally never happened to me in the history of time, and I don't think it's ever happened to any traveler in the history of time. I think it might honestly be impossible to not make friends. So of course I made many new friends and had an absolute blast, and these people you meet after 1 week become so intensely ingrained into your life because the reality you're sharing is so niche and it feels so special that the connection is really intense and exciting. One of the girls I met in my hostel, I'm not even kidding, signed up to run the Chile Half Marathon in Burlington with me next weekend. And then we're staying with her friend in Hamilton that I also had met when I was there, which is just so funny. A good example of how fast those connections form, which is so awesome. And I wanted to start off the hour with the song Please Don't Move to Melbourne by Ballpark Music because I remember listening to it so much when I was about to leave Australia, when you're leaving all of these new connections that feel so strong. And it's funny because I remember I was the one who was actually leaving, but it didn't feel like I was the one who wanted to voluntarily leave. I just had to, but I wouldn't have if I had been given the ultimate choice in the matter. And I feel like I was the one about to be left high and dry, back to the hot sun in the peak summer of Northern Hemisphere, while all my friends got to go on living in our beautiful beach lives in Perth. And it really does feel like a devastating heartbreak to leave these new friends. So I think a common current throughout this hour is sort of happy despair. It's like a balance between the two, because leaving Vacation Friends is like leaving this utopia you've come to feel like is your new reality, and all of a sudden it's ripped away, but it was so perfect for the while that you had it. So you're still, you know, thinking about it. So up next, we've got Matilda Mann, Wolf Alice, Mother Son, and more on Phase Radio, 101.9 FM, CFRC.
Exactly what I'm everyone, my name is Aiden, and I got something new for you. From 80s Korean to Taiwanese shoegaze and Japanese Vocaloid, I'll be curating you to the deepest corners of the East Asian music scene. At Warigari on CFRC 101.9 FM, music never stays in one place for long. I'll see you Mondays 3 p.m. 다음에 또 만나요. I'll see ya.
Welcome or welcome back. You're listening to 101.9 FM CFRC, and this is Faze Radio. This week, we are in Faze Vacation Friends. When you come back with that beautiful glow of having enjoyed freedom and independence from the expectations of your reality and the patterns of your old relationships, you're renewed with a thirst for more travel, fresh relationships that you're keen to maintain and develop, and maybe a sick tan and a couple great stories. We just heard Inventing by Matilda Mann, Stars Come After You by Tops, Safe in the World by Wolf Alice, Good Morning by Mother Sun, and Sundown Syndrome by Tame Impala. Speaking of good stories, something funny happened to me last week in Nicaragua that in the time was one of those things where I was like, I'm completely alone in this experience in the middle of nowhere in a foreign country with strangers, and it's 40 degrees outside and I might die. So basically, I spent my second to last night in this town called León, and it was a couple hours north of Managua. I had left all the friends I'd met at my surf hostel in San Juan del Sur to do this one thing in León, which was this volcano boarding tour, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's when you ride a board, kind of looks like a toboggan, down an active volcano. I wanted to do the sunrise tour because I was kind of concerned about the heat, being that this particular volcano is called Cerro Negro, which literally translates to Black Hill, and it's like 40 degrees out there, and you have to hike to the top of it carrying a wooden toboggan to do this. And I'm also used to the Kingston weather, which has been like negative 20 degrees for I don't even know how many weeks. So, you know, I was a little bit concerned about this. My Canadian skin couldn't handle it. But they didn't have the sunrise tour offered, so I was like, okay, I'll just do the day tour. Like, it'll be okay. So I was already a little on edge because I had been catcalled a fair bit in León the night before, and I didn't really want to get there with enough time to socialize, so I didn't have a lot of people to kind of walk around with, and I had to check out of the hostel and leave my bags. I was on the tour, but the hostel wasn't renting locks out, so I just had to chuck my bag near this locker and hope for the best. So, you know, safe to say, I'm a little bit on edge, and we leave for the tour, and we're in this retired school bus, basically just turned onto this crazy bumpy rural road that's not even wide, it's barely wide enough for one car, and it's black sand the entire way to the volcano. And at this point, I start to feel better. You know, the people are nice. My guide is chill and young, so I'm having fun chatting with them. I'm like, okay, this is going to be awesome. And we can start to see the volcano in the distance. And then the bus gets bogged down in like 6 inches of sand, and everyone's looking at each other like, uh-oh, what now? And the bus driver tries for a while to get us out, but he's completely spinning out, and the air just smells so strongly of burning rubber that eventually he says in his broken English that we have to get off the bus and start pushing. So I'm off the bus with 6 strangers in the middle of nowhere, and we're just pushing on the back of the school bus. Was trying so hard to get it out of the sandpit with exhaust pumping in our faces. And after a couple minutes, we finally get it to move, and we get back on the bus, and we're like, thank you, know what, we've got it, finally we're gonna get to the volcano. And then it breaks down like 30 minutes meters later, like for good this time. We can't get it to move again, so we had to wait at this random house in the middle of nowhere in the waiting for the hostel to send a Land Cruiser to come get us and take us the rest of the way. And I hadn't eaten breakfast yet, so I was just like, this was one of those moments where I was like, oh my gosh, what is going on? And I think that's such an important part of a vacation story, because, you know, at the time you're like, there are a lot of things that are happening and you're having a great time, but you're also like, there are these moments that happen where you're like, oh my gosh, am I gonna die right now? But it all works out for the best, and then you come home with an awesome story, and sometimes that's what it's all about. Up next, we've got some more sun-soaked, dreamy tunes, exploring the joy of new friends and the expansive dreaming you get to experience when you're away from home. We're going to hear from the Grogans, Jatensha, and Courtney Barnett, and more on 101.9 FM CFRC.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
Thank you. till the moon becomes the sun. And in the taxi home, I'll sing you a Triffid song.
I'm trying. It's alright. through these city streets. I feel alive, nobody sees. Was dying in a wasteland till I found a pretty face and found my little haven, pavement. I'm seeing colors, seeing colors, seeing colors. I'm a favorite. Outfits, anecdotes, repetition, a curated image for exhibition. The whole world's losing focus. It's all mumbo jumbo, hocus pocus. I'm seeing colors, seeing colors, seeing colors.
After a busy day. Ah! Rock and radio show with Gino Alash. Hard rock and heavy metal. Every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
Welcome or welcome back. You're listening to 101.9 FM CFRC, and this is Phase Radio. This week, we are in Phase Vacation Friends, indulging in and coming down from the high of a beautiful freedom of solo traveling. We just heard History Eraser by Courtney Barnett, Have a Little Dream by The Grogans, Sunbeam by Jatensha, and Gutter by Surf Hat. I love the song Have a Little Dream for this hour because it's totally the mantra I repeat to myself at the beginning or in the middle of a stressful moment when I'm traveling. Like, this, just the line, have a little dream with yourself, babe, have a little walk with yourself, babe, it's all right. Sometimes you really just have to do that, and you just have to say that to yourself, calm down, recenter, and enjoy what you've got and what's around you. I definitely had to do that more than once on this trip, especially out in the surf. San Juan del Sur is very, very windy, and the last day of surfing, we had really nice mellow waves, but it also meant that we were able to catch waves really consistently, and I was on day 3 of partying at night, then waking up at 6:30 in the morning for yoga at 7, then surfing for like 4 hours, and then going to another beach for some activity, and then doing it all over again. And I was physically and mentally exhausted, and the constant paddling out in the super strong winds with the blazing sun on your back can definitely get a little overstimulating. But I kept thinking in my head, you know, I won't get to surf for I don't even know how long, and I just have to keep going. But eventually I was like, you know what, it's okay to take a second. And I just paddled a little bit out and laid on my board, kind of like Chicken Joe, and I was like, breathe, chill, take a second. And in my head, I was playing Have a Little Dream by The Grogans. It was always stuck in my head the whole week. And we're going to top off the hour with Back of My Hand by The Bel Air Lip Balms and Stand in the Sand by Twin Peaks, two super fun, bouncy tunes that I think are capturing the two energies that I've been getting at this hour, one that speaks to the feeling of holding on to these relationships that feel so intense and real, that grow out of these experiences of being in such a unique situation with another person, and then another that just talks about the pure joy of being where you are, in the sand, in the sun, dancing in the waves, and feeling the energy. So that's pretty much all I've got for you guys this episode of Phase Radio. Tune in next Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for the next installment of Phase, only on 101.9 FM CFRC. Happy Monday, everybody.
this week's Release Radar in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. We're pleased to present a selection from local rock band Cassador's new album entitled Mama Might Have Raised a Fool. The new album released on November 4th is Cassador's third full length. It blends the nostalgia of early 2000s indie rock with modern influences. Throughout, Cassador delivers a locally created and written 10-song album that comes out swinging with cheeky, down-to-earth, and worn-around-the-edges straight-up rock. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Mama Might Have Raised a Fool by Cassador on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Big Man Keen right now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.